Blog Talk Radio.
Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Yes, Aaron, this is my first time, Aaron. I've broadcasted before at midnight, but never at 2 a.m., and I like to listen to other shows that broadcast in the middle of the night. So my apologies for those that were looking forward to hearing the show at 9 p.m., but this is, kicking off, I guess, Halloween night. Many of you are probably in your Halloween costumes, those of you that are celebrating this weekend, and I know a lot of events have been happening, especially here where I am in Jackson, Mississippi. We've been having nippy weather, but pretty weather. But I want to but that's not everywhere. So I want to send my hugs and everything to my friends and listeners who have been devastated by that bad storm, hurricane, tropical storm, Sandy. And I know my listeners in the East Coast and Northeast are preparing for the Frankenstorm. I was happy to hear it was downgraded earlier this morning. But as I was doing some work, for Mark Cosmetics and networking on my Mark Facebook page, I was networking with my longtime friend DJ Divine Ellison of Brooklyn, New York, who does a lot of you know his music up there. There's a big gig coming up on December the 1st. And he was like, "Well, what's going on down there?" And I was like, telling him everything was pretty cool. And he said, "Well, we're preparing for the storm." And I was like, "I know, but the storm's been downgraded, right?" And he was like, "No, it's been back upgraded again." And I'm like, "Oh man!" So praying for you all. I live in an area where it's a part of our life. Tornadoes, hurricanes, tropical storms, and each one is different. My state of Mississippi, I know, has offered to assist the Northeast and the East Coast with anything that they need. So that's great. But we're praying for you guys. Wow, because it's scary. And I know some places there are snowstorms. My cousin in Montana, my mother and I talked with yesterday, and he was talking about how cold. Well, he loves the weather. It's not cold to him, but it was like 14 degrees a day. And I think like Friday it was real cold, but he's loving it, being from a warm state, but he loves it up there in that cold weather. But this is the weekend edition, and let's have some fun. And don't miss Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. Wednesday is Halloween, extra day of Halloween. I have a few friends whose birthdays are on Halloween, but that's Matters of the Heart Wednesday, so it'll be a combination of Halloween and Matters of the Heart broadcast. And, of course, Monday is Motivating Monday, and Tuesday, Talk That Talk Tuesday. But, again, I thank you for listening in. A big shout-out to one of my longtime Facebook friends, because I know he is listening, so I'm shouting him out, and that's Minister Kane of Detroit. So shout out Minister Kane. Thank you for being an awesome Facebook friend of mine for so long, and thank you for listening to Minister Kane. You all can tweet him at the Minister, TheMinisterr, and also check him out at sonicbids.com/Minister Kane. That's MinisterKaine, and on Facebook as Minister Kane. Tell him I sent you. And just a little background about Minister Kane. His biography reads as this. He was born outside of Detroit, Michigan. Minister Kane, M.K., found himself in an early age using and selling drugs and involving himself in street gangs. He feared he would never escape the grim reality of his hood. His deep desire to free himself of that environment led him to expressing his pains and struggles through his music and lyrics. A turning point in M.K.'s life was when the manager of Tribe Called Quest advised him to further pursue a career in music, but MK knew he would need more than himself to turn his life around, so he turned to spirituality. He added ministered in front of his street hustler named Kane. MK delivers an intelligent and street-savvy reflection on the often flawed world we live in. Without using profanity in any of his rhymes, MK thinks profanity is the easy way out for a lyricist. MK's music is ghetto street savvy, spiritually conscious, and politically and socially aware with a commercially viable delivery. On stage, MK is a dynamic and energetic performer. Minister Kane proudly announces his fourth album, The Dead Hood Scrolls, which includes the song Real Out Here, featuring a verse from The Game. From The Game, yay! So he has been first winner for the hip-hop category, MirrorMusic.com and ABC Radio Network. He had the movie Pain and Shadows soundtrack of Young Buck. He's been seen on MT Cribs, Placements, MTV Laguna Beach, Placements, MTV My Sweet 16, Audrey, Placements, MTV My Sweet 16, episode Ebony, MTV True Crime, placements with MTV Made, placements with Motorcycle Magazine, DVD, SevereRacing.com in Australia. He's had 2 song placements in the movie Cars. He had a song placement on Deep Distro with Yang Yang Twins, Lil Flip and Manny Fresh. What's up, Lil Flip? Houston in the house. Number 12 music places from WACBiz.com. Fame Games Radio played and placed in Europe. You know, you all know I love my European listeners and my listeners worldwide. Shout out worldwide. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Placement MTV Europe, A&E Series, The Squad. Music placement in Australia by SJD Music. Also one placement from Sonic Biz for AIDS Rock Ohio at the Buckeyes College. Numerous mixtape projects. And again, he had a song with the gang called Real, placed on the mixtape with the president. Chariots, FX, and A&E, and The Grind, to name a few of his placements. And one of his favorite quotes is, "I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever." And you can check him out on Google Talk at The Real Minister Kane. And just an awesome Facebook friend of mine. So I just wanted to show my appreciation. Maybe soon we'll have him as a guest. And also, I don't have any of his music on my playlist right now, but in the near future, you'll hear more from him. But check him out at Sonic Biz and on Facebook, and you can interact with him directly, okay? Here's you all know I love Miss Mondre Simone. Here's America. Check his Facebook fan page out at Andre Simone, and also tweet with him on Twitter at Andre Cymone. It's AndreCymone. Straight out of Minnesota. You most definitely shout out to Prince and MPG also. Weren't they awesome on Jimmy Kimmel Live? And Prince been performing private concerts. Have you all heard? Because there's been talk about you know, a couple, a Hollywood couple that recently got back together, making an appearance at a Prince concert, a private concert at the Sarah Club in Hollywood. So, Prince been rocking it and rolling it. So, here are my friends from Big D. Big D, the Cowboys have a big game coming up on Monday night against the Giants. But before then, we have football Sunday, don't we? NFL Sunday. Well, College Saturday was awesome, and today is definitely going to be awesome. So, shout out to the NFL as a whole. Saints, they have a big game tonight on NBC, and then the Cowboys on Monday night, and all other teams. Oh, man, you guys, it's going to be a fun day, you know. I love in NFL, period. But here's what's for in the Foundry. Hold me down.
In a Ran into a rocker in my restroom. Sing a sack, actress in my up if you come and come on. I'm flying out to pizza, just to get some pizza. Fly down to Jamaica to break a couple trees up. Sex on the beach, left love speechless. They say that money talks, tell these other boys keep up. What's up?
matches the Gucci. My girl a superstar, all from a home movie. Bow on our arrival to un-American idols. When niggas in Paris got them hanging off the Eiffel. Yeah, I'm talking business, we talking CIA. I'm talking George Tenet, I seen him the other day. He asked me about my Maybach, think he had the same. Except my tenant, and it might have been rented. You know white people get money, don't spend it. Or maybe they get money by business. I'd rather buy 80 gold chains and go ignorant. I know Spike Lee gon' kill me, but let me finish. Blaming on a pigment, we live in no limits. Them gold masterpiece ceilings was just a figment of our imagination. MTV Cribs, now I'm looking at a crib right next to where Tiki lives. That's Tom Cruise, whatever she accused. You aren't really drunk, he just had fruit bruise. Pass the refreshments, a cool, cool beverage. Everything I do need a news crew's presence. See both swerve, homie, watch out for the waves. I'm way too black to burn from sun rays. So I just meditate at the home in Pompeii about how I could build a new Rome in one day. Every time I'm in Vegas, they screaming like he's Elvis. But I just wanna design hotels and nail it. Shit is real, got me feeling Israel. Young like Bob, Raphael, or Giselle. No, that's Vazelia. Went through deep depression when my mama passed. Suicide, what kind of talk is that? But I've been talking to God for so long. As you look at my life, I guess he's talking back. Fucking with my clique.
Nobody blanking with my click.
Gangnam Style.
I'm style. I love that patrol mix from one of my friends at SoundCloud.com. His DJ Swan. Do you want to smack my philosophy with Complete J Slash Up? You know, he's out of San Antonio, but he is known worldwide. DJ Swan is awesome. And he has sent me new music today. I mean, you know, I haven't, it's up, but it's not up where I can play it for you. So you all will hear it real, real soon because he's awesome. He exudes awesome music. So here's DJ Swan. Do you want to smack my philosophy?
Thank you.
good. I like that. DJ Swan, you want to slap my philosophy with Complete J. Flash Up. I want to shout out all those who are tuned in and who support the show and who give me good constructive criticism, what I need to do right, what I need to start doing wrong, feedback, and everyone who I chat with in the chat room and who listen, calls in and listen online and who I network online with, and in person, those of you that I see in person who listen to the show. Man, and I'm having a blast networking with One Blue Raven. You all check out his website. He broadcasts 24/7 at End Times Apocalypse Radio, and it's OneBlueRaven.com. The number one, BlueRaven.com. Okay, check him out. We are talking some deep. This is when you really talk this stuff. We're talking real stuff, real stories that will spook some of you. You know, it's not funny either, because this zombie stuff is not funny, and the fact that it's been an earthquake also. He said he's streaming Coast to Coast AM. He said, I stream a lot of my shows also on Blog Talk Radio on my website, and tonight he's streaming Coast to Coast AM. Topic is Incubus and Succubus, in other words, evil demons. So that should be an interesting, very interesting broadcast. And that is serious. It's not a joke, you know, but it's Halloween, and it's time to, you know, to open your minds and to being educated on some serious things. And, I've heard about that. He's talking some deep stuff about how people, the different types of experiences people have had with demons. And spirits, I've heard some stories of people who have gotten deep with demons and so on. And, wow, that is some deep stuff. And, that's deep, One Blue Raven, because that's what I believe is behind a lot of this crazy crime, demons, and just crazy. The devil is busy. You know, that's what one of my Facebook friends, who's a native of Mississippi, living in California, in Sacramento, this guy killed, like, his brother's wife and kids. There's the nanny that killed her, the kids she was babysitting. There's been some crazy stuff happening. So tune to check him out, because that's what he's going to be streaming about this morning, this a.m. And he said also you can check out Amagaman Radio, too, where a gentleman prays for people and does live exorcisms on his shows. So that is some deep stuff. So thank you, One Blue Raven. One Blue Raven has also shared with me that there's been an earthquake on the West Coast, close to, I think, the Canada and West Coast border, 7.7 earthquake. We've been really, really talking up a storm. So I'm scrolling back up to the Queen Charlotte Islands region earthquake. You can check out earthquake.usgs.gov/earthquakes. Recent EQSWW/quakes. And you will see what has happened in regards to earthquake. West Coast Canada, 7.7 meter earthquake. Wow. So that's some deep stuff. So thank you, One Blue Raven, for sharing that with us. Here's my favorite teen sensation, David J., straight out of Georgia. And tonight received some not-so-good news out of Georgia. R&B singer, you know her name because she starred in the film Bring It On back in 2000. And I love this R&B group, girl group, trio group, Black, B-L-Q-U-E. You all remember that group? Because I love their music. Well, Nikita Reed passed away on Friday night, and today was going to be her birthday. Today is her birthday, but she was hit by a car and died. So sending out prayers and hugs and condolences to her family and to fans and supporters like myself and the city of Atlanta and her bandmates also, because they had just reunited, I read, and also was working on a reality show. So much love goes out to her. Wow. Here's David J. Ooh.
Louis Vuitton, mine's real. I'm real, I'm true, fresh in the game, orange peel. She's so wet, swag of a juicer, I give no fucks. Rocking punky booster, I'm voted best dressed, I'm fresh to death. Goddamn so clean, perfection in the flesh. SeaWorld, high fashion, get money, fuck taxes, so pretty, it's magic, I kill the beat, it's tragic, no horseplay in SeaWorld, Seabiscuit and Quick Draw, I don't fuck with you broke dudes, you and you, all y'all, married to the game, shotgun wedding, sauna, new whip, black and black, big body, Rick Ross, bitch looking for soul play, photo count blow his dick off, white girl, that's wordplay, I'll be sexy, jerk off, Gucci Mane, I'm bird up, sex money, murder, bitches on my dick, cause I always got my shirt off.
Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion, swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion, clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion, swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion. Money and ladies, SeaWorld high fashion, swagged up Mercedes, SeaWorld high fashion, clothes from the 80s, SeaWorld high fashion, swag is amazing, SeaWorld high fashion.
Everywhere I go, I see high fashion, Chanel, Gucci bag, you're bringing this to the birth of the planetary fashion.
I love that. That's so awesome. Oh, my God. Did I congratulate the San Francisco Giants for 3-0? Oh, my God. Okay, Detroit Tigers. Wow. This is something. One more game. That would be a win, right? Wow. Okay, Tigers. Because, you know, I like both teams. So, okay. But I know you, San Francisco Giants fans are going crazy. I'm a fan of both teams. Oh, my God. This is a good game. Good World Series, too, I must add you.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of three oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. And at 28, I tried to go cold turkey, and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
This is Janice Nolan, an Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy for the American Lung Association. I'd like to talk to you about the health effects of outdoor air pollutants. We've known for a long time that air pollution can cause very serious health problems, including killing people. We have times in our past history when we have seen the deadly health effects from episodes of air pollution. And in fact, about 40 years ago, the United States took the step of putting the Clean Air Act into place to provide a way for us to clean up pollution so that we could reduce this terrible burden on our health. Air pollution, however, today remains a serious threat to our nation's health. We as a nation must remain committed to providing healthy air for all of our citizens. Air pollution is actually more dangerous for some people than for others. For infants, for children, for teenagers, our seniors, for anyone with lung diseases like asthma or chronic bronchitis, for people with heart disease and even people with diabetes, and even people who are healthy adults who work outside or exercise outside, are all at risk when air pollution levels are high. These folks are much more vulnerable to the harm that air pollution can have on our bodies. People everywhere can be harmed by air pollution, from newborn babies whose lives are cut short, to grandparents who suffer heart attacks, to healthy, vibrant lifeguards even, whose lung function is reduced, as we found in some recent studies. New research is warning us that women in their 50s may be particularly at risk from air pollution. We also know that people who are forced to breathe diesel exhaust and other engine exhaust on the job, like truck drivers and dock workers, may face greater risk of developing lung cancer or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. People with low income or some racial and ethnic groups often face greater exposure to pollution, because pollution sources like factories and power plants may be closer to their homes. Census data tell us that many people live near areas with heavy highway traffic, and highways are major sources of air pollution. Having poor access to health care for any reason may also make some people vulnerable. Some racial and ethnic groups also have higher incidence of diseases like asthma or diabetes, which makes them more at risk from air pollution.
That is some serious stuff. We have to be careful. We have to do our best to keep our air clean and fresh. Here's Terry G. I want your love.
I realize all the love you bring to my life. After time, I realize nobody can take your place. You give me all when all is gone. Give me strength when I lose my faith. Open my eyes when I was blind. My heartbroken when you don't listen.
Hey, yo, Frenchie, call that nigga Meek Mill. Tell Meek Mill to call Wale. Tell Wale call that bitch me and her fuck last night in the motherfucker Roosevelt. Tell that bitch to call Ross. Tell him let me hold this real quick. Let go. Yeah, I'm selling out arenas. Got a bad bitch and her ass fat. She play with balls like Venus. That ass fat like Serena's. That pussy girl like Trina's.
Huh?
Yeah, yeah. Good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. So sophisticated. That pussy good like Trina. Never, never, like Trina. Ever, like Trina. Had it. Yeah, I'm balling out in Nina. Got my Birkin bag with my hair back and I'm feeling like a trillion. That bitch back and I'm feeling. Got my top back with no ceiling. My shades on, sitting on blazing. I'm tumbling through these millions. Wait for me, let's get it. This shit it, wait for you did it. Must be all gone on your molly. I beg your pardon, no dolly. I'm all about making dollars. My fees are caught by robbers. Robbers popping collar piece, popping bottles. No time for popping that garbage. Got one bitch in the front, and your bitch in my lap. And she going in face first. She all up in my slack. I keep the heat, no fat. So don't fuck around and get wet. I'm big baller, no shack. Shut the bad bitch, is back.
I'm back. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Trina. That pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina. Pussy good like Trina.
Feel it, baby. Just take the ride.
New York shopping on Madison. That diamond's bright like halogen. Who the fuck you think you're challenging? I'm four seasons, you're Radisson. I'm paper tagging your cabinet. I'm about to big Birkin bagging it. Ha, I tell the truth. I'm bad as fuck and I'm hella cute. You never seen a chick like Trina, bitch. I swag you to fill up arenas with. And I ain't fucking shit with no benefit. You gotta rob something, go flip the brick. I'm going harder. 50 racks at Bell Harbor. Me and my female partners, we ballin'.
Kirschenbaum was an instructor at the UCLA Extension Writers Program.
Fellow comedy writer, producers, and actors share their reactions to Kirschenbaum's passing on Twitter. On Twitter, Steve Levinson said, "I'm so sad to hear about the pass of Alan Kirschenbaum. He was hilarious, a joy to be around, and a definitive Mitch. I will miss him." Chris Mintz, rest in peace, Alan. Only worked with you for 10 days, but thanks so much for the wonderful job. You were a funny, great guy. Michael Chiklis, deeply saddened by the loss of my dear friend, Alan Kirschenbaum. He was someone I truly thought the world of. What a sad day. So there's more and more comments. So condolences to his family and friends. And to those of us, we never know who's behind the scenes of some of our favorite shows. So rest in peace to Alan Kirschenbaum. And that's from DeadlineHollywood.com. They are always breaking news. TMZ, The Hollywood Life. Oh, my God. I mean, always breaking stories. And I thank you all. I love networking with you all also. Amazing, amazing media outlets. And also Perez Hilton is another one that I love networking with. So that's sad news out of Hollywood. BTR cohort, Sexy India. I listened to some of her show tonight, and she'll be back on during brunch tomorrow afternoon. I think she said at 12 p.m. Pacific time. So she must be in California weekend, because I think she's back and forth from Georgia to California. But India Morrell, Sexy India, Dollhouse Radio. She has some new music also that I will include on my playlist. We are having a super blessed good time in the chat room. We are talking some deep stuff. We're talking spiritual stuff. We're talking about zombies, earthquakes. We're talking about the importance of God in our lives, Jesus Christ, the importance of marriage. We're talking about all kind of awesome stuff, aliens. The Illuminati. We're talking all types of stuff. We're talking about in the chat room, talking about love and marriage and spirituality. Here's Austin Brown, Target Practice.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's your boy, Dog Child, Austin Brown, 85.
I see you standing there, looking like you need me over there.
Awesome. He has literally been exploding the past few years. I mean, why wouldn't he be? He is of Jackson royalty, but he's making a name of his own. It's Ruby Jackson and her husband, Nathan Brown's son, Austin Brown, and he is just an amazing talent, super talent. Have a caller. Hello. Happy Sunday. Thanks. You are at Weekend Edition, Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Hello, there's a full moon out. This is Pianchi.
Yes, it is. Hello, Pianchi. Glad to hear from you. Rick,
how
I'm enjoying the party. We are having a chat room party, are we not?
Yeah, you know, yeah, it was you know, somebody always throw religion and God to say that.
we
you know,
love
I was,
God.
I married my 10-year-old sweetheart. I don't know if you've ever heard the story.
Okay,
and I was with her for almost 45
years.
Wow, 45 years. So
yeah, we didn't
that.
Have a household. We didn't have a household of believers. My children don't believe, and my grandson surely don't. And I think I feed more helpless people and buy children computers and see a person sleeping in the doorway and get out and get them a blanket and get them food. They say, God bless you, and I tell them, well, I don't believe in God. But they don't never give their stuff back before I leave.
Oh, my goodness. And you're a comedian, too. Oh, my God.
Well, I may be a comedian. Well, you know, sometimes the truth is funny, isn't it?
Oh, I got that sense of humor. Especially
yeah.
when you're blunt and blunt like you, you know, believing, telling the truth as you see it. Wow, 45 years. I always ask a couple if they've been married 2 or more years, but 45 years, what is the secret to success?
And it's usually unusual for you to marry one that, you, that comes out of your childhood.
Wow. Yeah, 10 years old. That is sick. Wow, 10 years. That is a long time. 10 years. Not your adult life, but from childhood.
Well, you really need to play some very interesting music. It kind of gets the blood stirring real early in the morning.
Well, thank you. This is the first time I broadcast this like at 2 a.m. in the morning. I normally broadcast on weekdays, 5:30 a.m. to 7, and Saturday night around 9 p.m., but I decided to broadcast later, earlier in the morning, tonight. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I play a different genre. You can, oh, man, I've had guests from opera singers. You would hear country rock, a gospel, inspirational. You know, yeah, Saturday nights, try to, you know, make it kind of funky a little bit.
Well, you're doing a very good job, and I'm not going to hold you from it if you get back to
okay.
it, because I know you're listening to the second.
Oh, we like to talk, too, and I love to hear good knowledge, you know, the throw some good knowledge at us and share the knowledge with us.
Yeah, well, I was talking to a guy, a manager, friend of mine in Texas. We was talking about business. And that's something I try to get people involved in, is out of the box business.
And business or ministry?
Business.
Oh yeah, yeah. So you definitely, since you do. Since you do appear on other shows, you must come back doing one of my weekday shows so we can talk business. That is a popular topic right here.
Yeah, I want to get back to my boss.
Yeah, it's important for us to know business and the proper way to do business.
Yeah, and control the economy that we participate in. That's very important.
Exactly. And I don't know anybody that's not concerned about the economy.
That's right. We spend money with everybody else, and we need to be controlling those enterprises ourselves.
Exactly. I'm talking about, and since you're in business, and I'm in business also. I'm a struggling entrepreneur, but I'm successful in business and interact with people of all backgrounds like you. And I've heard you like me. I've heard from people from those looking for jobs or those who want to stay successful and from those who have businesses and want to hire people. But some people that I talk with that are in a position to create jobs, they're fearful of where the economy is going. And so they want to know what's going to happen. Should we be optimistic? I was watching C-SPAN Saturday morning, And the question was, are you optimistic or pessimistic about the future of the economy? And I thought that was interesting.
The economy overall is going to have to change because the way it's been going, it can't sustain itself. No, I was in commercial construction starting when I was 19, putting up buildings and bridges and things. For about 10 years of those, nearly 40 years, I ran my own firm doing the very same thing. So now I'm enjoying myself.
Oh.
Yeah.
Retired and helping others and enjoying.
Retired and trying to get others involved, and especially international manufacturing production.
Now that's important for us to know. I know you didn't want to stay and talk with us too long, but I welcome you to talk and to come back too, since you're a guest on everybody else's show. Be a guest here too, so we can talk business. And I think some people need to understand the proper ways of setting up their businesses.
Yeah, because you know, African American has already have the market. And those population areas that we live in, our markets are just on control. We even have farm reparations and business programs like food stamps.
Yeah.
So we need to take advantage of that.
Yeah, exactly. And I had mentioned on a show earlier this week and on Facebook, you know, it seemed like some people, you know, rather see people get on. Depend on the government's welfare system and see people actually work hard as entrepreneurs and teach them the right way to go, you know. And the welfare system, you know better than I, you know, that it was set up for a reason. Right. It's temporary. So,
yeah, it was. It's a subsidy for other people.
And everybody don't want to be an entrepreneur or a small business owner. There are some people that just want a good career and want to work a good-paying job.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, when you work in a good-paying job, you actually are running a business, which is a fraction of the overall job that company that somebody else owns.
Thank you for sharing that. You're really when you really been a good person, a good worker, and a good employee, you are your own business, an independent contractor. That is, I'm glad you shared that. Because you're set up in a way where you're working, you have your own business. And it's something, because I talk to a lot of people who have maybe worked in corporate America or worked, worked certain jobs, and then when they retire from that particular job, then they start their own businesses. And so many always say to me, oh, I wish I had known what I knew now. Back to what
they
you were saying about 5 minutes ago about how to have control of your business.
How to control your community.
Yeah,
black people should be the ones who exploit black people, not foreigners and Asians and Arabs.
That's a good point. So, you know, for years, I'm 44, and you've been married, 40?
I was with her for 45
years. 45
years.
So you've been married a year longer than I've been on this earth. So, wow, you've been married a long time.
Yeah.
You know, I remember even as a little girl here, I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and I remember even as a little girl how I used to hear about how important it is for to keep that dollar in within the overall community, but what you were saying in the black community. How can we keep that dollar circulated within the black community also, you know?
You live in one of the biggest black markets, you know, black African American markets, population wise, in the country. 35 or 37% of the state of Mississippi is black people. Blacks
exactly.
are a majority in 18 counties in Missouri, on either side of the Mississippi River. But
you
don't control the economy in those counties that you live in.
And you're in manufacturing, so you know this because Mississippi is an agricultural state, and we're big in construction and manufacturing businesses also. And so I know you know what you're talking about. Yeah, that's true. But then a lot of blacks here aren't as down out as some people think. The people that, because if you know those facts, you know that we should control more. Do you ever listen to Charles Evers' talk show on WMPR, 90.1 Community Radio, coming out of Jackson? Mega Evers' brother.
WMPR?
Charles Evers, he's a mentor of mine. And a matter of fact, I started my broadcasting career at his radio station in the 90s when I had done a fundraiser for him. But it's Mega Evers' brother, and he has a community radio station called WMPR 90.1. And visit the website, WMPR91.com. He has a show that comes on Wednesdays. And I bet anything I'm going to hear you call in on Wednesday if you listen. His show airs at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And it's called Let's Talk with Charles Evers. Wow. He's right here in Jackson, Mississippi, was the first black mayor of Fayette, Mississippi, back in the early 70s. And so you sound just like Mr. Evers. Because that is something, Mr. Evers turned 90 in September. That is something that he's always getting on the local community here in Mississippi about. You need to get these government contracts. You know, he talks about how these, you know, how these black businesses and black companies, they need to bid for these big-time contracts. Back to what you were talking about, manufacturing and dealing with the highways and et cetera. So,
hey, sure, sure.
Wow.
Sure,
sure. You sound like him, so check out his show on Wednesday. And
I will. I'm happy you told me.
Yeah, you can tell him I sent you, too, because he's a mentor of mine. I got my start in radio at his station, as a matter of fact. But, yeah, he's Republican, but he's an Obama Republican. He loves him some
Obama.
Well,
ain't nothing wrong with being, you vote your interest and interest for your people.
Exactly. But he'll tell you now, I'm an Obama Republican now.
He'll
tell me for that. Yeah. So,
all right, I'm going to let you get back to your show.
Yeah, but thank you, Pianki.
You're a very lovely
woman, too.
Thank you. Is there an email address that listeners can contact you, or you will be a guest on the show real soon?
Well, I'll be a guest on the show. LC Steel, Lima Charlie Steel, STEEL@mindstream.com.
Okay, LC.
LC, like Larry Charlie. And the metal steel, STEEL. At Mindstream, MIND. STRING.
.com.
Spell the mind free.
M-I-N-D.
M-I-N-D.
S-P-R-I-N-G.
S-P-R-I-N-G like spring.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of mindspring.com. Okay. We have it. It's still without an E. Just steel.
That was the name of my company.
Oh, okay, because that's what I was about to say. Well, Steel, that sounds like the manufacturing business, and so that was the name of your company, LC Steel.
We was a steel erector, like the buildings that fell down in New York during 9/11.
Yeah.
We used to put those up.
Yeah. Wow. And you were based in Indiana? Where were you based?
St. Louis,
okay, not far. Okay, cool. Okay, that's where you are now?
That's where I am now, between St. Louis and West Africa.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, thank you so much for calling in. But I do. I network with you often, and I see you in some of our classes, too. So that's why I wondered. I was like, does Pianki have a show, too? But you're a guest on many of our shows, so thank you so much.
If you have any young business people, I would be happy to talk to them and talk to them about what we call out-of-the-box businesses.
Okay.
Out-of-the-box,
and that's out-of-the-box thinking? Is that similar to out-of-the-box thinking?
You you know, I'm going to tell you something. I'll give you an example. We accuse our children of trying to talk white.
Yeah.
I know you've heard that before, but see, talking white has nothing to do about pronunciation. The correct use of words and vocabulary. Talking white is when a group of black men and women around a table talking about offshore oil well drilling, equity financing, leverage buyout, boycotts, and sanctions. That's talking white.
And that sounds like my kind of talk. So
that's my talk, too.
That's a good point. Thank you. Because I'm one of those, I guess you could say one of those that some people call an Oreo sometimes. But there's a time and place to talk a certain way.
But it's not.
Oh, you talking this way, or you're talking black, or you're not black enough, or you're not white enough. That's not right. But hey, the kind of talk you talking about, that talk sounds right.
Yeah, absolutely right. Okay, I'm gonna let you get back to you. Back to
I
your show.
I want to right quick though. It sounds like green talk to me.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay, well, thank you, and I'm glad that you enjoyed the show. Feedback is so important.
Absolutely. Okay, I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. You're welcome. Wow, that is so cool. I thank Tianqi for calling in. We have been having a blast in the chat room, and my live streaming has stopped. So I'm so glad that he called in before the live streaming had kicked in, because when the live streaming stopped, then the call-in line is not open anymore. But here's a true guy representing Baltimore, Maryland.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics, and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9/11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smoke screen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all a torture. Enforces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yeah. Seeking retirement, no social security. Open up the conspiracy. Hold up now, are you hearing me? Running from all the tyranny. Lyrically moving waters, just know the devil ain't scaring me. Fearing me don't exist. I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gift that was given. Punching my fist, the paternal orders enlist. If you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit. But I'm revealing the script. So pick a role at your funeral. Pick a soul that's beautiful. Change it and meme it. Then align with the stars and the numerals. Who are you? Would you stand with refugees in Sudan? Or walk the streets of Japan with knives and pistols in hand? Louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politics is inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All the talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
returning back to the show in the near future. And remember to check out Wrestling Heads on Wednesdays, because he and his friends, they talk all things wrestling. I'm talking about from wrestlers to promoters to everybody. Just awesome.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready. His heart wasn't ready. His brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
Hi, I'm Shawn Johnson, Olympic gymnast. I was born with an Apgar score of 0, but I went on to win gold. Every baby deserves that chance to grow up and shine. That's what March of Dimes is all about. Help me and the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects. Let's work together for stronger, healthier babies. To get involved or to make a gift, visit marchofdimes.com.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. Like I say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the shoe. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine and love to let love to flaunt. What I did the most is that you keep beating your head until I want it.
Sober, drive.
should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. How'd you go away? I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I was just acting way too hard. Could I have you there? Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I, would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I'd never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter.
Wow.
I should have, could have, would have, if I knew.
Would have done better.
Would have, should have, could have, would have, should have done better. I love that, man. Some more Prince.
Tell me I got great legs to figure out why you make me bear. Does not compute. Does not compute. You think you're special, and so do I. Why do special women make me cry? Does not compute, sugar. Does not compute. Must be something in the water they drink. It's been the same with every girl I've had. Must be something in the water they drink. Why else would a woman wanna treat a man so badly? Some people think I'm kinda smart. Why must a brother stop at you before he starts? Does not compute. Yeah, does not compute. Some people think I'm kinda cute. What's your problem? It does not compute.
Yeah, not computer, do not compute. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Must be something in the water that you're skin to see, girl I've had. Must be something in the water that you're skin. Why else would a woman want to treat a man so bad? Her name is Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Thank you.
now. Hey, my friend in Sacramento is listening. She's a native Mississippian, butterfly lip, high sweet. She's always rocking it on Springer.com, where I have a profile on Springer.com also, but I haven't broadcast in a while. I do my best to broadcast today. I always say that, don't I? But also, Ebony Empress is on there also. But Butterfly Live High Sweet is listening straight out of Sac Town, loving her. She's a native Mississippian, too, so, you know, we have this, you know, homegirl, sisterhood type of vibe going on. So supportive of one another. It's really cool to have an important, have a really cool support system on and offline. And I must say, my sister, Butterfly Live High Sweet in Sacramento, she and I are so supportive of one another. And you all check her out on Springer.com and also on Facebook. Butterfly, B-U-T-T-A, Fly, F-L-Y, Live High, L-I-V-H-I, Sweet, S-U-I-T-E, okay? Because she is awesome, awesome to network with. So thank you for tuning in, Butterfly. Yes, here's Mars Mills. Page, the Mars Mills Experience. Thank you, Rollover Beats, for following me. Rollover Beats, R-O-L-L-O-V-A Beats, smashing the industry. Check out their website also at rolloverbeats.com. Awesome. Love it, love it, love it. Effectively networking, like Neil Thacker and I talked about the other Monday, is so important. Yes, it is. And One Blue Raven is broadcasting live in full effect right now because we've been having an awesome, great time. And if he talks about whatever we've been talking about in my chat room I can't wait to visit his website. I will be checking it out this AM, OneBlueRaven.com. That's one, the number one, blue, BlueRaven.com. And right up, he's checking out the weather. After weather, getting Glenda Lomax is on. But he is checking him out. Check him out at Blue Raven. We've been having a super blessed time. And I've been on 2 hours now, so we probably have about 25 more minutes. So thank you for spending this in the middle of the AM for the first time ever, because one of my favorite shows on blogtalkradio.com usually airs around this time. I'm usually getting ready to go on air during the week. On weekdays, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports broadcast normally from 5:30 to 7, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and 5:30 to 6, but usually every show is pretty much 5:30 to 7, but pretty Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays are 5:30 to 7, with Tuesdays and Thursdays like an hour, 5:30 to 6:30, but pretty much most of the time every day is 5:30 to 7. And then on Saturday nights, used to do the AM on Saturdays, but then when I began booking artists and musicians on Saturdays, they preferred the later part of the day and at night. And I really like it. I really dig doing broadcasting that on Saturday nights. And this is the first time doing the late night, early AM, and I am having a super blessed good time. And I'm glad that you are too, because it has been so much fun. We'll slow it down a little bit with Moments in Love, Out of Noise. And I was talking with Pianki, Mr. L.C. Steele, earlier, and I was talking about I had began my broadcasting days at WNPR 90.1. I've always been a DJ since I was a little girl. My brother taught me how to be a good DJ at a very young age. And when I worked during the day and overnight shift. Night Vibes was my show, which I created, and one of my friends, a fellow DJ, co-hosted with me. He and I came up with the name together, and Night Vibes. And during the day, sometimes I would play like jazz and slow jams and blues, you know. But because my show during the day was a mixture of slow jams and jazz, I always opened the show. My intro to that show, particular show in the noontime, was Moments in Love, Art of Noise. If you all wonder why I always play that song, I love that song. And you know what? I'm going to add more songs like from Enigma. You all remember the Tum Tum Club, Planet Rock? Oh, man, I love all those songs. I need to add those songs to my playlist. Uh-huh, y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? I know. Here's Moments in Love, Art of Noise. Thank you. Wow, that's awesome. Here's LB Sure, who poked me right before the show came on air this morning. So I'm thinking LB Sure is listening. Love you, Al. You know I do. Thank you to Lil B Sure also for the invite to the Halloween birthday party. I wish I'm there in spirit. I wish I could have been there in person. LB Sure and I became friends when I think it was my 24th birthday back in 94. And he is just an amazing guy to network with. If you love LB Sure and you're not networking with him, you must be out of your mind. He's all over the internet. And check him out at lbsure.net. Make a profile and listen to him. Secret Garden Radio, iHeartRadio, Slow Jams. He's on Twitter. He's on Instagram. He's on Facebook. Like and subscribe his Facebook pages. Oh, my God, he's everywhere. He's on LinkedIn. You all want to talk some business. You know, Al has always been down with talking business. So here's LB Sure from his 2009 LP, Honey, I'm Home.
Mommy, about nine. We were close to the county line. In Jimmy Daniels' Mustang 5-0. Just my best friends and me. Nowhere special we had to be. But we felt like kings on the open road. It was the end of summer, our junior year. Had a tank of gas and the sky was clear. A little hint of fall was in the air. Aerosmith was rocking the car while we were playing air guitar. None of us had a plan, but we didn't care. 'Cause it's not where you're going, it's how you go. It's living in the moment and taking it slow. It's not where you end up, it's how you roll. It's not where you're going, it's how you go.
Edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. Just hugs and kisses to my amazing support system, supporters of the show, the few fans I have. What's up, Will Perez? And, oh, man, thank you. Like the fan page, Culture Shock Inc. Reports also. It's Culture Shock, KULTRESHOKENT Report. And also follow me at Instagram at Culture Shock Int, KULTRESHOKENTBETH. And Pinterest is so fun networking on Pinterest, PINTERES.com, KULTRESHOK back. Now you can connect with my YouTube channel and my Facebook page. I have exceeded friends, so you can subscribe to my page. The one that's connected to blogtalkradio.com.